here for the first time, I'd like to welcome you.
特别如果你是第一次来这里，我要欢迎你。
It's a time for the gospel.
今天是传福音的聚会。
Every second week of the month, we preach the gospel.
每个月的第二个主日，我们在这里传福音。
And you might ask why it is so important that we had to do it every month.
你或许会问说，为什么福音是如此的重要？我们每个月都要这样做。
Because everyone who is sitting here who has already believed.
因为每一个在座的已经信主的人
，So one time in their life, they have heard the gospel and they have responded to the gospel.
就是他们一次在他们的生命中，他们听见了福音，他们也接受了福音。
And just like Long Mao shared that a few years ago, he also came here, heard the gospel, argue about the gospel, but then submit to the gospel.
就像刚才龙猫弟兄所分享的，他来到这里，他听到了福音。他也曾经拒绝福音，曾经要争辩，但是最终他接受了福音。
I heard the gospel about 30 years ago.
三十多年前，我听到了福音。
And I was at the lowest point of my life.
那个时候，我在我人生的低谷。
And I was worried about salvation. I was worried about what happened to a man when he died.
我开始担心，如果一个人死后会怎么样。
And I was afraid.
我很害怕。
But when I heard the gospel.
但是当我听到了福音
，I heard about the one who died on the cross for me.
我听到一个人，他是为我死在十字架上。
And I responded to his death for me on the cross.
我就回应了他为我在十字架上所成就的死。
Because I knew that not only he died for me.
因为我知道不单是他为我死
，but he also rose for me.
而且他为我活
，and that I might have hope.
使我有盼望
，and no longer.Afraid of death.
使我不再惧怕死亡。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you that we can come here this morning.
主，我们感谢你，让我们能够早晨来到你的面前。
That we can open up your word and share from your word the gospel.
你让我们能够打开你的话语，也从你的话语来分享你的福音。
The gospel is your power unto salvation.
福音是你的大能，要救一切相信的。
Lord, we do pray that, Lord, your salvation will come to those who are here for the first time.
主，我们祈求，求你的救恩临到这里的每一个人，特别是第一次来到我们中间的人。
Or even for those who have been here many times but have yet to understood or receive the gospel.
甚至是那些已经听过你的福音许多次，但是还没有接受你的人。
Lord, may your will be done.
主，愿你的旨意成就。
We commit this.Whole meeting into your hand from
the beginning
to the end.
整个的聚会从头到尾交在你的手中。
May you strengthen us.
求你刚强我们。
In Jesus' precious name.
祷告靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen. Amen. I can't believe that it's already February.
很难相信已经二月份了。
I believe that during the Christmas time, say 2 months ago,If someone asks you what is your picture, the most striking picture about Jesus.
我想，如果两个月以前在圣诞节的期间，如果有人问你，你头脑中你心里面关于主耶稣基督的一个印象是什么
？Many of you think about a baby in a manger.
许多人或许会想到在马槽里的婴孩。
But at any time of the year.
但是在一年中其他的时候。
If I ask you what is your Most striking image of Jesus.
如果我问你，你心里面最明显的那个主耶稣的形象是什么
？I believe many of you think about a man hanging on the cross.
我想你们大多数人会想起一个人挂在十字架上。
It is a question that many people have asked.
这是一个很多人问过的问题。
Why did Jesus have to die?On the cross.
为什么主耶稣要死在十字架上
？We knew that Jesus was powerful when he was on earth.
我们知道耶稣在地上的时候，他蛮有能力。
He could heal the sick, open up the eyes of the blind, calm the storm.
他可以医治病人，他可以叫瞎眼的看见，他甚至可以平静风浪。
Even those who are dead, he can raise them back to life.
甚至那些死去的人，他可以叫他们从死里活过来。
He is powerful.
他是蛮有能力的。
And when people are hungry, at one time he can feed the 5,000.
但人们很饥饿的时候，他有一次就能够喂饱5,000人。
That's only men, 5,000 men.
5,000男人。
Not counting even women and children.
还不算女人和孩子。
So he was powerful.
所以他是很有能力的。
He could be popular.
他是可能是很受欢迎的。
He could have continued living his life.
他本可以继续的来活他的过他的生活。
More and more people can witness his miracles, and more and more people will come and believe in him.
好像更多人能够传扬他的神迹奇事，好叫更多人能够来相信他。
But at about 33 years old.
但是在他33岁的时候
，That is very young.
就是还很年轻的时候。
Suddenly his life was cut off.
突然间他的生命终止。
He was cruelly, painfully crucified to the cross.
他被很残酷的、很痛苦的钉在十字架上。
And many people asked why.
许多人就问为什么。
Why is there a need for such a thing?
为什么有这个需要叫这个事情发生。
God is so powerful, so mighty, he could have just looked at us, and when we say sorry, and he will just forgive us.
神是蛮有能力的神，他可以看见我们，我们只要心里面懊悔了，他可以说他赦免我们。
You don't have to cause Jesus to die such a painful death.
为什么耶稣需要这样痛苦的死去呢
？Why can't he just forgive us and let us get on with our life？
为什么神不能够就轻易的赦免我们呢
？We really have to go back to the scripture and see what the scripture says.
我们真的需要回到圣经里面看圣经是怎么说的。
The first place of the scripture we're going to read was written about 2,700 years ago.
我们要读的第一段圣经是大概在记载在在2600多年前写成的。
It's about nearly 700 years before even Jesus was born.
是在主耶稣出生之前的大约700年写成的。
It's in the book of Isaiah, chapter 53.
这是以赛亚书的53章。
Isaiah 53.
以赛亚书53章。
We'll be reading from verse 3.
我们要从第三节开始读。
He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, and we hide, as it were, our faces from him.He was despised, and we did not esteem him.
他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样。我们也不尊重他。
Isaiah was writing about a man.
以赛亚写到一个人。
A man that he saw in the vision.
他在异象中看见这个人。
And in that vision, he saw a man.Was covering in shame.
在那个意象里面，他看到这个人是满受羞辱的。
And that people did not respect him.
人们不尊重他。
People despise him.
人们厌弃他，藐视他。
And he wanted to know what was the problem that he is suffering.
所以他想知道这个人是遭遇了什么样的痛苦。
And God continued to reveal to him.What this man was suffering from.
所以神继续地向他启示这个人是为何而受苦。
In verse 4,
第四节,
Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows, and yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
And he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Suddenly, Isaiah realized what this man was going through.
很突然的以赛亚看见意识到这个人所经历的。
He said this man was actually bearing our sorrow and our grief.
他说到这个人是担当我们的忧患。
Even though we do not understand why.
虽然我们不明白为什么。
We thought that he was just being punished by God.
我们以为他是被神击打苦待了。
And yet he was punished by God.
是的，他是被神 惩罚击打苦
待。But he was punished by God because of our sins and transgressions.
但是他被神责罚是因着我们的罪恶和过犯。
And that the peace that we could enjoy came by the result of him being punished and being beaten.
我们所得的平安，我们所能够享受的平安，是来自于他所受的鞭伤，所受的刑罚。
My friend,
我的朋友们。
Jesus Christ came to this earth 700 years after this passage was written.
在 这些经文 写成以后的700多年、以后，耶稣来到这个地上。
He came and lived among us.
他来了，也住在我们的中间。
He lived just like us.
他像我们一样活在这个地上。
He breathed, he slept, he was tired, he drank, and he ate.
他生活，他也会饿，他也会吃，他也会渴，他也会喝水。
And the scripture tells us that he also feels sorrow and grief.
圣经也告诉我们，他也曾经忧患，他也常常感觉忧患，感觉痛苦。
Because he knew.Our every temptations that we have suffered ourselves.
因为他知道我们所受的一切的试探。
He could identify with us.
他可以跟我们认同。
He was also tempted in every way.
他也在凡事上被试探。
But unlike us, he did not sin.
但是跟我们不同的是他没有犯罪。
But he could identify with us.
但是他可以跟我们认同。
We continue reading from Isaiah.
我们继续读以赛亚书这一章。
Verse 6.
第六节
All we like sheep has gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent.So he opened not his mouth.
他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样不开口。
In these two verses read about sheep.
这里有两节经文讲到羊。
The first sheep is the one that has gone astray.
第一个羊是讲到那些偏行己路迷失的羊。
And as I saw that this sheep is actually us.
以赛亚说：“说到这些羊是指着我们。
We are like sheep has gone astray.
我们如羊走迷。
And we have turned each one to our own way.
个人偏行己路。
If you have saw sheep before on the farm,
如果你在农场里面看过羊的话
，you knew that they are very simple animal.
你知道羊是很单纯、很简单的动物。
And they usually just group together and feed together.
他们通常是群居在一起。”一起吃草。
In the olden days, there'll be a shepherd guiding them.
在古时候通常有一个牧人会带领这些羊。
And the shepherd will have a big rod that has a hook at the end.
那这个牧人呢，通常我们看到他有一个杖，上面前面有个钩。
And if one of the sheep has going this separate way, he will just pull him back.
如果有一只羊要开始走错路了，他就把这个羊给它拉勾回来。
Today in Australia, we do have such a thing.
今天在澳洲没有这样的牧人了。
We have motorbikes and dogs.
我们有牧羊犬和摩托车。
And they are the people, the shepherds sometimes on motorbikes, sometimes on trucks, and they will have dogs to help them to guide the sheep.
这些牧人呢，有时候是骑摩托车，有些时候是开着这个 truck。用牧羊犬来帮助他们带领羊群。
The only time when a sheep is going away is when they have problems.
所以羊只有在它遇到问题的时候，遇到麻烦的时候，它才会走迷。
Sometimes they lost their way.
有时候他们迷路了。
Sometimes they knew that they were rejected by others.
有时候呢，他觉得说自己是被别人拒绝的。
I once went to a farm and saw a sheep that was by himself.
有一次我到农场里面看到一只羊，它是自己一只在单独在那里的。
And he was away from all the other group of sheep.
它是离开羊群的。
And finally, when the owner went to check on him,
最后呢，就当这个羊的主人来检查这个羊的时候
，he discovered that the sheep actually was very sick with wounds to the back and had worms already on the womb.
他是发现这个是羊，原来已经病得很重，身上已经开始长虫了。
But without thinking, giving a second thought, the owner, the farmer, just lift up the sheep, put on his back.
所以不加思索的主人就把这个羊拿起来背在他的肩上。
And throw onto his truck.
就放在他的车上。
Where most of us were standing.
那么我们所有人都在坐在那个车上。
And it was yucky to look at because you can see the worms.
所以我们都觉得很恶心，因为羊身上还有很多虫。
But the farmer tell us said that he's going to take that sheep home.Gonna nurse the sheep back to health before he put it back.
但是农场的主人告诉我们说，他要把这个羊带回去，要把它医好，那么才把它放回到羊圈中。
That is how a shepherd will lead the sheep.
这就是一个牧人怎样来带领他的羊。
And Jesus came.
主耶稣来到地上。
He came as a shepherd to lead us away from going astray.
他来是要做我们的牧人，要带领我们，使我们不致走偏。
And he understood our sickness.
他也理解明白我们的难处，我们的疾病，他知道我们的难处。
But in order to truly identify with us,
但是因着要跟我们完全的认同，
he became like one of us.
他就成为像我们中间的一位。
That's why the following verse tells us that he is like a lamb being led to the slaughter.
所以接下去的一节讲到他像羊被牵到宰杀之地。
He was like a sheep before his shearer's hand and is silent.
就像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样的不开口。
And he opened not his mouth.
他这样不开口。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
and my friends,
朋友们
when Jesus came to earth,
当耶稣来到地上的时候
when he was being captured,
当他被抓起来的时候
when he was questioned,
当他被质问、被审问的时候
when he was being accused with many things that he did not do,
当他被有许多的罪名被加在他身上的时候
he did not open up his mouth to defend himself.
他并没有开口为自己辩解
The only time he opened his mouth,
他唯一开口的时候
is when they ask him, are you truly the son of God?
就是当人家问他你真的是神的儿子吗
that he could not deny.
这个是他不能够否认的
he looked like us.
他跟我们长一样
He could suffer the pain like us.
他也跟我们一样经过痛苦
But in him is a life that is of the life of the Son of God.
但是在他里面那个生命就是神儿子的生命
That he could not be silent.
这个生命叫他不能够否认自己的身份
And because he was like us.
那也因为他跟我们一样
Then all our sins, all our griefs, and all our sorrows can be placed upon him.
所以我们所有的罪所有的我们的忧患都能够被放在他身上。
And he can bear it for us.
他能够背负我们的痛苦。
And receive all the punishment that God can put on him.
也为我们承受神一切的刑罚。
We'll continue to read in verse 8.
我们继续读第八节。
He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation?For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people, he was stricken.
因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？
And they make his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he has done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth.
他虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬。
It is really amazing that the prophecy that was written so many years ago has been fulfilled in the life of Jesus.
这些的预言写在几百年前，在主耶稣身上得以应验，实在是一件奇妙的事。
It says here he makes his grave with the wicked.
这里说人还使他与恶人同埋。
We can see that on the cross, there are three crosses, and Jesus was in the middle. There are two other robbers being crucified next to him.
我们知道主耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，旁边还有两个强盗与他同钉。
Crucifixion was one death way of death punishment that was invented by the Romans.
是钉十字架是罗马人发明了一个死刑的刑罚。
They invented this to lift people out from the on the cross and crucify them so that people from afar can see it.
他们发明了这个刑罚，叫这些犯罪的人被举起来，叫很远的人都能够看得见。
According to history, that there is one time 5,000 Jews was crucified by the Romans in a single day.
历史告诉我们，曾经有一次，有五千的犹太人同一个时间被罗马人钉在十字架上。
And the crosses was erected all along the way.
那么这个十字架就从在这个路边就一排一字排开。
Because these Jewish people are trying to rebel against the Romans.
因为这些犹太人是要来反抗罗马人。
And these crosses was as a symbol to all those.And warning to all those who want to rebel against the Romans.
所以这一个这些十字架就像一个记号，一个警告，叫那些所有想要反抗的人不要再反抗。
It was a cruel death.
是一个很残酷的刑罚。
But yet it was prophesied much longer, even before Isaiah.
但是呢，这一个却被以赛亚，甚至在以赛亚以前就被预言。
Remember that when the people of Israel was in the wilderness.
我们记得当以色列人还在旷野里的时候
When they complain about God,
当他们向神发怨言
and God sent the serpent out among them and beaten them,
神就派火蛇进入他们中间
and many of them were dead because of the poison.
许多人因着火蛇的毒就 死在路边
and then God asked Moses to make a bronze snake,
所以神就让摩西造了一个铜蛇
and put it on a stick and lifted it up,
把这个铜蛇举起来
and tell the people whoever look at that bronze snake,They will be safe.
所有仰望这个铜蛇的人都得到医治。
And many thousand years later, Jesus Christ, the bronze snake, that one that has a form of a snake, yet he was bronze. There's no sin in him, no poison in him. He was lifted up.
几千年以后，主耶稣就像这只铜蛇被举起来。这个铜蛇是有蛇的形状，却没有蛇的毒。
And whoever look at him and believe, they will be saved.
所有仰望他而相信的人都要得到拯救。
Brothers and sisters and friends,
弟兄姊妹们和朋友们
Jesus knew well that he is coming to this earth for only one purpose.
耶稣知道他来到地上只有一个目的。
He was not born in a palace.
他不是生在皇宫里面。
He was born in a manger.
他乃是生在马槽里。
He lived a life of poverty.
他生活着一个过着一个贫穷的生活。
He do not even have a place to call home.
他没有一个地方能够称为家的。
When he was traveling preaching, he said that foxes have holes and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
当他周游各地传道的时候，他说：“飞鸟有洞，狐狸有窝，天空的空中的飞鸟有洞，有。”玻璃有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，但是人子却没有枕头的地方。
And we can see that as he reached the end of his ministry on earth.
我们看见他在他的服事的末了。
He was walking towards Jerusalem.
他向着耶路撒冷走去。
Even though all his disciples say to him, "Don't go, because they're gonna catch you. They're gonna kill you."
虽然他的门徒都告诉他说你不要去，他们会抓住你，要把你杀害。
We take up his story in Mark chapter 10.
我们来读这段故事，在马可福音第十章
，verse 32 to 34，第32节到34节。Mark chapter 10.
马可福音第十章。
Now they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going before them, and they were amazed, and as they followed, they were afraid. Then he took the 12 aside again and began to tell them the things that would happen to them. Behold.We are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles.
他们行路上耶路撒冷去，耶稣在前头走，门徒就稀奇，跟从的人也害怕。耶稣又叫过十二个门徒来，把自己将要遭遇的事告诉他们说：“看哪，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子将要被交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪。”交给外邦人。
Verse 34, and they will mock him, and scourge him, and spit on him, and kill him. And the third day, he will rise again.
34节，他们要戏弄他，吐唾沫在他脸上，鞭打他，杀害他。过了三天，他要复活。
Here it shows us clearly Jesus knew what he was about.
这里给我们看见主耶稣很清楚地知道他要做什么。
He is going to Jerusalem and he will be captured, he will be spat at, he will be ridiculed, and he will be killed.
他将要上耶路撒冷去，他将要被交给祭司长和文士，他要被定死罪，被交给外邦人，甚至被戏弄和吐唾沫。
If you knew that going to a certain place we're going to have problems,
如果你知道你去一个地方要遇到麻烦，
I'm pretty sure that if you knew it well in advance, you're going to avoid going there.
我很肯定的说，如果你事先知道你要避免这些的麻烦。
Jesus did not do that.
主耶稣并没有这样。
Because he knew that the time for his purpose of coming to earth will be fulfilled in Jerusalem.
因为他知道他来地上的目的将要成就在耶路撒冷，他的时候到了。
Jesus was born among and lived among us not to be popular.
主耶稣生在我们中间也活在人中间，并不是为了出名。
He came and lived among us in order to die for us.
他来活在人中间，为这人们而死。
And you might think that is something that is totally hard to understand.
你或许觉得这个是很难理解的。
But that was his purpose.
但这就是他来的目的。
And we really need to understand why this is so.
我们真的需要明白为什么要需要这样。
Yes, the prophet has testified about it.
是的，先知已经预言，已经见证到这件事情。
The prophets have prophesied many years before this will happen.
先知在许多年前就已经预言到这件事要发生。
Jesus himself knew that this is going to happen.
主耶稣自己也知道这件事情需要发生。
And we need to know the answer why.
但是我们需要知道为什么。
The Bible tells us in James.
圣经在雅各书里面告诉我们。
In chapter 1 verse 14 to 15.
在雅各书第一章第14节、15节告诉我们。
He says that, but each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death.
但个人被试探乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎就生出罪来。罪既长成，就生出死来。
This is the reason why Jesus must die for us.
这就是为什么主耶稣必须为我们死的原因。
Because each one of us has this evil desire within us.
因为我们每个人都是被自己的私欲牵引的。
And then we were tempted.
当我们被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的时候，
this desire became sin.
这些私欲就怀了胎，就生出罪来。
And then when this sin became full grown, it will bring forth death.
当罪长成的时候，就生出死来。
Death are in three ways.
这个死是三方面的死。
The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death.
圣经告诉我们，罪的工价乃是死。
And there are three ways that this death is being expressed.
这个死是由三方面的表达。
Firstly, it was a spiritual death.
第一方面是属灵的死。
When Adam sinned against God.
当亚当犯罪得罪神的时候，
God's warning to them first is that if you eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you will die.
神的警告是说，如果你吃了分别善恶树的果子，你必定要死。
But Adam Eve lived for many hundred years after that.
但是亚当和夏娃在那以后又活了几百年。
Physically, they are still alive.
是的，这个肉身的生命还活着。
Spiritually, they have been cut off, separated from the.Presence of God.
但是从灵性上来说，他们已经与神隔绝了。
They have died spiritually.
他们是已经经历了灵性的死亡。
They have lost ability to communicate with God.
他们不能够再跟神有交通。
My friends,
朋友们
，What is death?
什么是死
？In a sense, death is separation.
死从某种意义上来说是隔绝。
So in spiritual death, it was a separation from God.
所以灵性的死亡就是与神的隔绝。
Many of us before we knew the Lord Jesus.
许多我们中许多人，当我们认识主耶稣以前
，Many of us before we responded the gospel.
当我们接受主耶稣接受福音以前
，We are all spiritually dead.
我们都是从灵性上来说都是死的人。
In our hearts, we think about.Is ourselves. All we think about is the things in the world.
我们每天思想的就是世界上的事，就是我们自己的事。
We do not give any thoughts about God.
我们从来不想的神的事。
Because spiritually we are all dead.
因为从灵性上来说，我们是死亡的。
And secondly, is one that everyone will experience at one time or another.
第二死亡的第二方面是我们每一个人都经历过的。
There's a physical death.
都需要经历的就是身体的死亡。
Again, it is a separation.
同样的，这是一个隔绝。
We know that in each of us there's a spirit and there's a soul.
我们知道，在我们里每个人里头有个灵，有个魂。
Physical death is when the spirit and soul separated from the body.
身体的死亡就是当我们的灵魂和我们的身体分开的时候。
That the spirit and body will not die.
灵和魂，灵是不会死的。
It will depart from the body and waiting for judgment.
我们的灵要离开身体，等候审判。
But the body, because of the separation of the spirit and soul, it will deteriorate and will become corrupted.
但是这个身体因着灵与魂的分开，它就要经历就要朽坏。
This is the physical death that every single person will experience.
这个死亡是每一个人都要必须经过的。
And this death came about because we have sinned.
这个死临到我们，因为我们犯了罪。
So whether we like it or not, we will experience death unless some of us are still alive when Jesus came back.
所以不管你喜欢还是不喜欢，我们每个人都要经过死，除非是你在主耶稣第二次再来的时候你还活着。
The third death.
第三个方面的死。
It's called the second death.
是第二次的死。
It's also the eternal death.
就是永远的死。
When they death.Will become final.
这个死是永久性的。
And that you'll be away, separated again from the presence of God forever and ever.
这个死是永远的与神的面隔绝。
You do not want to be part of this death.
你不想有份于这第二次的死。
Because it is horrible.
因为是非常的恐怖的。
Can you imagine being away from the presence of God forever and ever?
你们是否可以想象永远与神的面隔绝？
We are created by God.
我们是被神创造的。
Only when we have God can our life be satisfied.
只有当我们有神的时候，我们的生命才能找到满足。
To be away from God and to be in darkness forever and ever, that is terrible.
永远的远离神，永远的与神的面隔绝是很糟糕的。
That's why we preach the gospel all the time.
所以我们要传福音。
So that you can receive the gospel and avoid this second death.
所以我们可以叫人好叫我们可以接受福音来逃避那第二次的死。
That you can be free from the spiritual death.
也叫我们能够从这个灵性的死中得以解脱。
You may or may not escape the physical death.
你或许或许可以或许不需要经过那个肉身的死亡。
But surely, when you receive the gospel, you can be free from that spiritual death and also free from the second death, the eternal death.
但是很确定的是，当你接受福音以后，你可以从这个灵性的死中得以释放，你也不需要经过那第二次的死。
Because if not, there is a judgment awaiting us.
如果不是这样的话，那么有一个审判要面临我们。
In Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27 it says that it is appointed for men to die once, but after that the judgment.
在希伯来书第九章二十七节说，按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
And what is the result of this judgment?
那么这个审判的结局是什么呢？
If you are found to be with sin,
如果你是被发现有罪的话，
this shall be punished.With everlasting destruction, Thessalonians chapter 2 verse, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 9.
提撒罗尼迦后书第一章第九节
These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power.
他们要受刑罚，就是永远沉沦，离开主的面和他全能的荣光。
This is the result of sin and punishment.
这就是罪的结局和审判。
Because God must judge.
因为神必须审判。
We have to understand that the nature of God, that God is holy.
我们要明白神的本性是他是圣洁的。
Isaiah even called him when he saw him, he said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts."
这是当先知以赛亚在异象中看到神的荣耀的时候说，圣洁，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Do you know that in the Bible, when God wants to emphasize something,He will repeat it.
你知道吗？在旧约里面，当神要强调一件事情的时候，他就要重复这件事。
And here in Isaiah, concerning the holy nature of God, Isaiah had to say it three times: holy, holy, holy.
所以当以赛亚讲到神的性情的时候，神的圣洁的性情的时候，他要说圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
And when he saw the holiness of God,
当他看到神的圣洁
，Isaiah say, "Woe is me."
以赛亚说，我有祸了。
I'm a man of unclean lips.
我是嘴唇不洁的人。
Living among people of unclean lips.
又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
So he knew that he is doomed.
所以知道他知道他有祸了。
But God had mercy on him.
这是神怜悯他。
Just like God had mercy on us.
就像神怜悯我们每个人一样。
When we are in our sins.
当我们在我们的罪中。
When we are powerless to save ourselves.
当我们是没有能力拯救我们自己。
Jesus Christ went to Jerusalem.
主耶稣上到耶路撒冷。
Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross for us.
主耶稣基督为我们钉死在十字架上。
He can calm the storm.
他可以平静风浪。
He can call down angels from heaven to help him.
他可以叫天使下来帮助他。
But yet he remained on the cross.
但是他静静的被钉在十字架上。
And he bled and he died.
他流血，他死去。
For your sins and for my sins.
为着你跟我的罪。
Because the holiness of God.
因为神的圣洁。
His holiness and his righteousness must be met.
神的圣洁和公义的要求必须得着满足。
Just how we ask you in the beginning.
就像我们刚一开头问你们的。
Why must Jesus die?
为什么耶稣必须死？
This is the reason.
这就是原因。
God is holy, God is righteous.
神是圣洁的，神是公义的。
When he sees that we have sins,
当他看到我们犯了罪，
he must punish us.
他必须惩罚我们，责罚我们。
But when a sinless person,Like the Lord Jesus Christ,
当一个无罪的人，主耶稣基督，
who is also the Son of God,
他也是神的儿子，
when he crucified on the cross for us,
当他为我们被钉在十字架上的时候，
willingly remained on the cross for us,
当他愿意为我们钉在十字架上，
God can place all of our sins,
神可以把我们一切的罪都放在他身上。
Romans chapter 5 verse 6 to 11.
罗马书第五节第五章第六节到十一节。
Chapter 5 verse 6.
第五章第六节。
For when we are still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly.
因为我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。
For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die.
为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的。
But God demonstrated His own love towards us, in that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Much more than having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through Him.
现在我们既靠着他的血称义。就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life.
因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神的儿子，神儿子的死得与神和好，既和好，就更要因他的生得救了。
Not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received.The reconciliation.
不但如此，我们既借着我们主耶稣基督得与神和好，也就借着他以神为乐。
We have mentioned just now that God is holy and righteous.
我们提到神是圣洁和公义的。
And when we sin,
当我们犯罪的时候，
we are spiritually separated from God.
我们从灵性上来说是与神隔绝的。
Because God is holy, He cannot receive us.
因为神是圣洁的，他不能够接纳我们。
So we areseparated by this deep gap.
所以我们跟神之间有一个这个深鸿沟。
That is our sins.
这里是我们的罪。
But when Jesus Christ came and died for us.
所以当主耶稣基督来为我们的罪死在十字架上的时候。
When we are still powerless, He died for us.
当我们还软弱还不能救自己的时候。
He reconciled us back to God.
他使我们与神相合。
He became a bridging us between us and God.
他成为我们跟神之间的一个桥梁，
that we can now be reconciled.
使我们跟神能够得以相合。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
to be reconciled to God, that is the gospel.
与神和好，这就是福音。
That you no longer need to be afraid of the second death.
你再也不用惧怕那第二次的死亡。
That is good news.
这就是好消息。
Do you want to be reconciled to God?
你是否愿意跟神和好呢？
Like when I did 30 years ago.
就像我30年前这样做的。
Like 龙茂 few years ago.
就像龙茂弟兄几年前所做的。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
This is the good news.
这就是好消息。
Jesus Christ died for you.
耶稣基督为你死。
You know, some of you I knew was born in Christian families.
我知道我们中间有些人是在基督徒的家庭里出生。
That you are very familiar with the scriptures.
你对圣经的经文可能很熟悉。
You went to Sunday school.
你去主日学。
You heard your parents tell you the stories.
你听到你的父母跟你讲圣经的故事。
And when you grown up.
当你长大
you even come to church every Sunday.
你甚至每周都来到教会。
But can you for sure to say that you are saved in God's hand?
但是你能否很确认地说你在神手中是一个蒙拯救的人？
That you have received the peace and the joy of salvation.
你是否可以说你已经得着救恩的喜乐和平安？
That you knew now the eternal life of God is at workin your life.
你是否知道神的永远的生命已经住在你的里头并在你的里头工作？
That for sure you have received the forgiveness of sins.
你是否有一个确据说你的罪已经得着赦免？
2 weeks ago we have baptism here.
两周以前我们在这里有一个受浸的聚会。
We have young and old people got baptized.
我们有年轻人和年老的人都一同受浸。
They testify that they have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们在这里见证说他们已经相信接受耶稣基督。
They want to obey Jesus and follow him.
他们要顺服耶稣基督并跟随他。
They have heard the gospel and they have responded.
他们听见了福音，他们也回应接受了福音。
At different period of their life.
在他们生命中不同的阶段。
Some as young as 11 years old.
有些是很年轻的是11岁。
Some are in their 60s or 70s.
有些是60多岁70多岁。
But they have all came.And believe.
但是他们都来相信接受这个福音。
What about you?
你又怎么样呢？
What about you?
你怎么样呢？
Do you know Jesus died and suffered for your sins?
你是否知道耶稣基督为你的罪受苦，为你的罪死在十字架上？
He could have saved himself.
他本来可以救自己的。
But he did not.
但是他并没有这样做。
Because he wanted to save you.
因为他要救你。
We'll end with the story.
我们用一个故事来结束。
It's a story that I have told many times.
有一个故事是我讲过许多次的。
And if you have heard it before, please be patient.
如果你已经听过了，请你耐心的听。
I believe a good story is worth repeating.
我相信一个好的故事是值得重复的。
Many years ago in a village.
许多年前在一个村子里。
And this village has just farming families.
这个村子里住的是许多从事农业的这些家庭。
There's only one schoolroom in the whole village.
整个的村子里面只有一个学校的教室。
And the teachers in that schoolroom usually do not last very long.
那么在这个教室里面，这个老师通常不会待很久的。
Because that schoolroom has kids of all ages.
因为这个教室里面呢是有所有年龄段的学生。
They do not have our luxury here now. We can have year one, year two, year three, all have different classes.
他们不像我们有这样的荣幸，可以有一年级到十二年级。
They just have one schoolroom with kids of all different ages.
他们只有一个学校的课室，有所有的年龄段的学生。
And these kids are naughty and rowdy.
这些的学生呢都很调皮。
That's why the teachers could not last very long.
所以这些没有一个老师可以待到很久的。
And after the last teacher has left, finally there's a new teacher who came.
当最后一个老师，上一个老师离开过以后，终于有了一个新的老师来到这个地方。
And this teacher was warned by the parents.
这个老师呢被这些家长们警告。
The parent was very apologetic.
这些的家长们就为自己辩护。
They say that we are really sorry, but hope you can be patient with this group of students.
他们觉得说很抱歉，说这些的很抱歉，你需要来看顾这些的学生。
Because they are not easy.
因为他们并不容易。
On the first day of class.
在 第一天上学的时候
，the teacher walked into the classroom and everyone again was doing what they used to do, rowdy and naughty and throwing things around.
这个老师走进了教室，学生们就像往常一样，在这里很吵闹，很调皮。
And with a big stick, the teacher banged on the table.
老师就用一个棍子就敲在桌子上。
And finally, this got their attention, and they all became quiet.
最后终于得到他们的注意，他们就安静下来了。
And the teacher introduced himself to them.
所以老师就向他们介绍他自己。
Then the teacher asked them.
然后老师就问他们。
In order for us to learn together, we must have set some rules.
我们如果要一起学习的话，我们需要有一些的规则。
Otherwise, we can't learn anything.
否则我们什么都学不到。
Do you agree?
你是否同意？
The students say.
学生们说好。
The teacher say, but these rules will be set by you, not by me.
老师就说这些的规则是要你们来立的，不是我来设立的。
And the student became interested.
所以学生们就很有兴趣了。
By us?
我们。
Yes.
是的。
So the teacher said, let's write on the board what should these rules be.
老师说让我们写在板上我们要定哪一些的规矩。
And the one student said, no bullying.
有一个学生就是说不能欺负小的但不能以大欺小。
So, the teacher wrote, no bullying.
所以老师就写不能以大欺小。
No hitting.
不能够打人。
Okay, then he write no hitting.
他就写下来不能打人。
No stealing.
不能偷东西。
So he wrote no stealing.
他就又写下来不能偷东西。
And he wrote nearly about 20 rules.
所以他写了大约20条规矩。
And all set by the students.
都是学生们自己定的。
And everyone was very excited.
所以每个人都很激动。
Until the teacher say, in order for these rules to take effect, there must be some consequence or punishment if these rules are broken.
最后老师说，为了使这些规矩有效力。那么如果有违反这些规矩的就要有一些后果的。
And this student say, yes, we must have punishment.
是的学生们就说好是的我们需要有一些的责罚。
And the teacher say, what should be the punishment?
那么老师说那么什么样子的刑罚呢
?And one student rise up and say, how about your big stick?
有一个学生就站起来说好不好这样子用你的鞭子。
That if anyone has gone against any of these rules, we'll take off his outer coat and beat him 10 times at the back.
如果有人违反了这些规矩的话，就要把他的衣服脱下来，在他的背上打十下。
And the teacher, are you sure this is quite severe?
老师就说你确定吗？这个好像很严重。
And they say, yeah, we'll obey it.
学生们就说好好好，我们要这样子做。
So that's how the teacher started with the school.
所以学生就这个老师就这样开始了这个学校。
Amazingly, things were very peaceful and quiet for many days.
很奇妙的这个学校里很安静一段日子。
Because the students set the rules and they want to abide by the rules.
因为学生们他们自己定了规矩他们也乐意来遵守这些规矩。
But one day something happened.
但是有一天有一件事情发生
There was a boy in the class, his name was Tom.
有一个男孩子 他的名字叫 Tom.
His lunchbox was stolen.
他的饭盒 被偷了。
And when they look around for the culprit who stolen it,
当他们在周围的彼此看观望要找出偷东西的人的时候
Finally they found the culprit.
最后他们找到一个人
They found the thief.
他们找到那个贼
And he was a young boy, skinny boy called Willie.
是一个很小的男孩子他的名字叫 Willie.
And Willie was caught.
Willie 被抓住了
And Willie was brought in front of the class.
被带到教室的前面
And the teacher said, Willie, why do you do that?
老师问他说 Willie, 你为什么这么做呢
And Willie said, I'm sorry teacher, I was hungry for a few days.And I saw Tom's lunch was so delicious, I could not help myself but stolen it.
威利就说老师对不起我已经饿了很多天了。我看见 Tom 他的饭盒里面的东西很好吃所以我就偷了 我就吃了。
Willie's parents both are very poor.
威利的父母非常的贫穷。
And they both have lost their job recently.
他们最近也都失去了工作。
And Willie was hungry, really hungry.
所以威利真的是很饿很饿。
The teacher knew that a punishment must be given.
老师知道这个刑罚必须要兑现。
If he compromised here, he knew that the rest of the rules will not be obeyed.
他知道如果他在这一点上妥协，那么所有的规矩都会作废了。
So he asked Willie to take off his outer coat.
所以他就叫 Willie 把他的衣服脱下来。
As Willie was taking off his outer coat, the teacher discovered that he did not have an inner shirt.
当他把他的外面外衣脱掉的时候，老师发现他里面也没有穿里面的保暖的衣服。
And then the teacher asked Willie, "Where's your inner coat?"
老师就问他说，你里面的其他的衣服在哪里呢？
He said, "I'm poor. I only have one, and today it has been washed."
尤里就告诉老师说，我很贫穷，我没有其他的衣服，今天这衣服在洗。
And the teacher was really shocked and did not know what to do because he knew that the punishment is too hard for this young boy.
所以老师他就很震惊，就也不知道要怎么做，因为他知道这个刑罚对这个小孩子来说是很重的。
So by asking about to lift the rod and hit on Billy.
当他举起这个鞭子要打的时候
，Suddenly there was a boy stood up.
突然间有一个男孩子站起来
and it was actually Tom,
是 Tom
whose lunchbox was stolen.
就是那个饭盒被偷的那个男孩子
He said, Teacher, can I take Willie's punishment?
他说老师我能不能替 Willie 来承受这些的 鞭打
And boy was a big strong Tom was a big strong boy
Tom 是一个很强壮的男孩
And the teacher asked everyone in the class, Do you agree?
老师就问学生们说你们是否同意这样做
And the students said yes
学生们说好的
so Tom came out,
所以 Tom 就出来
took off his outer coat,
把他的外衣脱掉
and allowed the teacher to beat on his back,
就让老师在他的背上鞭打
and he was beating once and twice,
他被打一下两下
and about the sixth time,
在第六下的时候
the rod was broken,
这个鞭子就被打断了
and the teacher turned around and looked at everyone,
老师就转过来看着学生们
and everyone was crying.
每一个人都在哭
and then he turned back and saw Willie went up to hug Tom
那么他就再转过来看见 Willie 就抱着 Tom
and said to Tom Tom I'm sorry
他就跟 Tom 说 Tom 对不起
but thank you
但是谢谢你
thank you for suffering for me
谢谢你为我受鞭伤
brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
Jesus Christ
耶稣基督
He had no sin
他没有罪
But he knew that we are sinners
但是他知道我们是罪人
And we cannot take that punishment of sin
我们不能够承担罪的刑罚
Because the wages of sin is death
因为罪的工价乃是死
Not just spiritual death, physical deathBut also eternal death.
不但是灵性的死，不但是身体的死，还是第二次的死，就是永远的死。
This is a death that you and I cannot bear.
这个死是你跟我不能够承担的。
That's why he had to go to the cross.
所以他要上十字架。
That's why he had to surrender himself to the cross.
这就是为什么他要将自己放在十字架上。
That's why he was nailed there and had his blood shed.For you and me.
这就是为什么他要被钉在十字架上为你跟我流出他的血
And that we can be free from that second death.
他叫我们能够逃离这第二次的死
Brothers and sisters, my friends.
弟兄姊妹们我的朋友们
Jesus had no crimes.
耶稣没有犯过罪
He done no sin.
他从来没有罪
You and I should be the person who is hanging on the cross.
你跟我应该是那个被挂在十字架上的人
But he died there for us.
是他在那里为我们死了
All of us like sheep has gone astray.
我们所有人都如羊走迷。
And the Lord has laid all our iniquity on him.
神将我们众人的罪孽都归在他的身上。
This is the gospel.
这就是福音。
Do you believe it?
你相信这个福音吗?
Turn to God.
转向神。
Believe in the Lord Jesus.
相信耶稣基督。
And you shall be saved.
你就要得救。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
We commit these simple words into your hands.
我们将这些简单的话交在你的手中。
May you help the brothers and sisters and friends here to understand the enormity of your sacrifice for us.
求你帮助我们弟兄姊妹们和朋友们明白你十字架上的死是何等的伟大。
Lord, we were once separated.
我们从前是被是与神隔绝的人。
But when we heard the gospel and believed, we were reunited and reconciled to you.
但是当我们相信听到福音，我们也接受福音以后，我们就与神和好了。
We pray for everyone here who have yet to done that to do that today.
我们为这里的每一个人向你祷告，就让他们也都能与你和好。
And that they can also enjoy the peace and joy of salvation.
让他们也都能够享受救恩的平安和喜乐。
Death can come to us at any time.
是可以任何时候临到我们。
We pray that Lord, we will know the peace and joy of salvation before that happens.
但是我们祷告，求你让我们在我们离开这个世界以前，让我们认识你的救恩，让我们经历救恩的喜乐和平安。
Lord, may your will be done.
主，愿你的旨意成就。
In Jesus' name.
祷告靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.